Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf. Hey, we are holding on daf Dalet Amud Beis, about six lines from the end of the page on Dalet Amud Beis at Michlal. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him so much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So today we're going to discuss, we seem to have been making an assumption up until this point that Kol HaKosuv B'Miluim is Ma'akev Ben, that whatever it says about the Miluim is Ma'akev. So the Gemara is going to record a Machlokas, whether that's true. Is everything that's Kosuv B'Miluim Ma'akev Ben, or do we assume, no, only that which is Ma'akev L'Doros is Ma'akev in the Miluim. But if something was not Ma'akev L'Doros, then it's not going to be Ma'akev by the Miluim either. And the Gemara is going to wonder, what's the nafkamina? What are the examples of something that is not ma'akev l'doros and therefore would not be ma'akev by the miluim either? So the Gemara is going to have four potential nafkaminas in this machlokas, whether everything that we learn about the miluim was ma'akev for the miluim, or only that which is ma'akev l'doros was ma'akev for the miluim. And then the Gemara is going to discuss three different sources that even those elements of the miluim that aren't described in the Iker Parsha of the Miluim, that are only described again in Parsha Tzav, that even those elements are Ma'akev. And then we're going to have drushos from each time Moshe Rabbeinu says to do Kashar Tziva Hashem or Kashar Tziva, every time he uses a Lashon, Kichein Suvesi. What do we learn from that? Obviously, it's always whatever Moshe Rabbeinu tells us to do in the name of Hashem is Kichein Suvesi, is because Hashem has commanded him to say that. Then the Gemara is going to have Machlokas, exactly how the Kohanim got dressed during the Miluim, in what order they got dressed during the Miluim, and the Gemara is going to discuss why that's relevant to know, meaning this would seem to be a classic example of Maida Hava Hava. It's a historical reality. Whatever happened, and we're not going to have Miluim again. So why is it critical to know how the Kohanim were supposed to be dressed during the days of the Miluim? So let's begin again, six lines from the end of the page, on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. The basis of what we're about to say is it goes back to Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where we had a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, as we've been discussing the whole time, how I know that you have to be mafresh the Kohen Gadol 7 days in advance of Yom HaKippurim. Where do we learn the din of sequestering the Kohen Gadol? Rabbi Yochanan derives it from the Miluim, and Reish Lakish derives it from Har Sinai. So one of Reish Lakish's challenges to Rabbi Yochanan is that according to you, that you learn Prishas Kohen Gadol from the Miluim, so the Prishas should be Ma'akev, because it's Ma'akev by the Miluim. So being Mafresh Kohen Gadol in advance of Yom Kippur should be Ma'akev, and we know that it's not Ma'akev. So that's the challenge that Reish Lakish poses to Rabbi Yochanan, because by the Miluim, all the dinim are Ma'akev. So it seems to be, from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't respond to that he agrees with the premise that yes, anything that it says by the Miluim is Ma'akev the Miluim, and therefore you could ask, well, if it was Ma'akev the Miluim, and the Miluim is the source for the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur being sequestered, that should also be Ma'akev. So they are both accepting that premise, that whatever it says by the Miluim is Ma'akev. So that's what the Gemara is picking up on. Mechlal ditzravayu sviru Miluim kol HaKosuv ben Ma'akev ben. It sounds like they both hold, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold, that whatever it says in the parsha of the Miluim that has to be done, it's all Ma'akev. To itmar, because we learned the following machlokas. Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. It was actually machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Chad amar kol HaKosuv ben Ma'akev ben. Rabbi Yochanan holds whatever it says by the Miluim is Ma'akev. How do I know it's Rabbi Yochanan and not Rabbi Chanina? Because we just got through saying that both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish accept the idea that Miluim is that anything that says by the Miluim is Ma'akev. V'chad amar, but Reish Lakish says no. Dabra Ma'akev Ludoros Ma'akev Behem. Those elements that are Ma'akev for Karbanos that you're going to bring in future generations are Ma'akev by the Miluim as well. But Shein Ma'akev Ludoros, that which is not going to be Ma'akev in future generations, Ein Ma'akev Behem. It's also not going to be Ma'akev by the Miluim. By the Miluim. So based on that, Tistayim, the Gemara spells out, Rabbi Yochanan Udomar, Kol HaKosuv ben Ma'akev ben. It must be that we have to identify which Amora holds what, that it's Rabbi Yochanan who holds that everything it says by the Miluim is Ma'akev, and not only that which is Ma'akev L'Doros. How do I know that? Rabbi Yochanan, Imam Miluim, Kol HaKosuv ben Ma'akev ben. From the fact that Rabbi Reish Lakish challenged Rabbi Yochanan back on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that if you're going to use Miluim as the model for Prishas Kohen Gadol in advance of Yom HaKippurim, the then the preacher's Kohen Gadol should be ma'akev, because everything it says by the miluim is ma'akev v'lo kamahadle v'lo midi. And Rabbi Yochanan didn't respond. He didn't say, what are you talking about? I don't think everything is ma'akev by the miluim. So testayim, it must be he does agree with that premise, that everything in fact by the miluim is ma'akev. So that's the machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Hanina, is everything that it says by the parsha miluim ma'akev, or is it not necessarily going to be ma'akev? So says Gemara, my benayhu, l'may nafkamina, what are the examples of something that is not ma'akev l'doros, and therefore, if you hold, that which is not ma'akev l'doros, is not ma'akev for the miluim, would not be ma'akev for the miluim either. What particular items are there that are not ma'akev l'doros, that therefore should not be ma'akev by the miluim, according to Rabbi Hanina, whereas Rabbi Yochanan would say, they would still be ma'akev by the miluim. So the Gemara is going to have four suggestions of items that might fit that criteria. So different dinim that it says by the miluim that you're supposed to do, and yet they're not ma'akev l'doros, where Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hanina would disagree if they were ma'akev for the miluim. So Rabbi Yochanan, who says kol kasav ben ma'akev ben, would say everything's ma'akev for the miluim, and Rabbi Hanina will say no, these four items are not ma'akev for the miluim. So I'm Rabbi Yosef, smicha ika benayu. The first nafkamina is smicha. That's the difference between them. L'man diyamar kol kasav ben ma'akev ben, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that everything you need to do by the miluim is ma'akev smicha ma'akva. So smicha is no different. That Aaron and Banav were commanded to do smicha on their karbanos during the Yemei HaMiluim. L'man diyamar dava shein ma'akev l'doros ein ma'akev behen smicha lo ma'akva. But if you hold that which is not ma'akev l'doros is not going to be ma'akev by miluim either, so then smicha is not going to be ma'akev, because we know that smicha is not ma'akev l'doros. That even though there's a mitzvah to do smicha, it's not going to be ma'akev l'doros. Says the Gemara, you know, how do you know? And by each of the four, we're going to ask that question. Meaning, by each of the four answers, we're giving four examples of something that's not ma'akev l'doros, and is therefore subject to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hanina, whether it's ma'akev in the miluim. So by each one, we're going to say, how do you know that's not ma'akev l'doros? Where does it say anywhere that that's not ma'akev l'doros? So we start with smicha. L'doros minolim de la ma'akva. How do you know that smicha is not ma'akev by other karbanos that are brought l'doros? So d'tanya, we derive it, the Braisa derives it from the following. The Pasuk says v'samach, right? The Pasuk describes v'samach yada al rosh ha'ola in Parshas Vayikra, v'nirtza, and then it says v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. So from the fact that it says v'nirtza, juxtaposed with v'samach, it sounds like the smicha is what brings about the kapara. V'chismicha mechaperas. But wait a second, is that true? Is smicha what brings about the kapara? V'alo ein kapara el bedam. What brings about kapara of every karban is the zrikas adam of that karban. How can the pasuk indicate that smicha is really the mechaper? After all, shenemar, the pasuk says explicitly, ki adam hu banefesh yichaper. It's the dam that is the mechaper, by being placed on the mizbech, by being nizrak on the mizbech, not the smicha. So, matam lomar v'samach v'nirtza. So what's the pasuk teaching me when it says v'samach, and just a few words later v'nirtza, right? It's v'samach yad al rosh olav v'nirtza lo l'chaper olav, that by doing smicha, you're achieving kapara. She'masa l'smicha shi'ari mitzvah, because if one were to omit smicha, they make it like a shirayim, something that's left over, something that's not an ikar part of the mitzvah. Mala alav hakasav ki'ilu lo kiper v'kiper. We treat it as if it didn't offer kapara, even though it in fact did offer kapara. Meaning, you didn't do the mitzvah in a mufkar, you didn't do the mitzvah the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the mitzvah to be done, but the kapara still happens because you did zrikas adam. So you see, that's another way of saying that we prefer it, the Torah prefers it, Hashem prefers it, but it's not ma'akev. So you see, smicha is not ma'akev l'doros. So that's our first example of that which is not ma'akev l'doros, and is therefore, whether it was ma'akev by the miluim is going to be subject to the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Hanina, where Rabbi Yochanan says everything that it says by the miluim is ma'akev, and Rabbi Hanina says no, if it's not ma'akev l'doros, it's not going to be ma'akev for the miluim either. Now again, we're going to have four nafkaminas. That's just one of the nafkaminas. It happens to be the Cheshek Shlomo. He gives a simin to remember the nafkaminas. He says samach samach, that Rav Yosef, which is spelled with the samach, suggests smicha as the nafkamina. Nun nun, Rav Nachman Nun gives Tnufa, which has a Nun as a second letter as a Nafkamina. Pei, Rav Papa gives Prisha as a Nafkamina. And Resh, that Ravina gives Ribui, the Ribui Begadim, as a Nafkamina. I was just a little bit blown away by the mnemonic that he gives, because I never would have even had a Havamina to try to come up with a mnemonic to have a Havamina that I might remember who said the four different opinions of what's ma'akid. You know, you try to come up with tricks and memory tricks to remember some basics, but there are certain things that, like, sometimes you say, okay, every detail, you know, hopefully I'll know where to look when I need to look it up. But you have to have hasagos and learning. So the Gedolei Torah, that's what they are. When someone told me when the Zichru program came out, to remember, to remember the Daf Yomi, to remember learning, it's all these interesting memory tricks. So someone said, if you speak to enough Gedolei Torah, you realize that they came up with all these things on their own. Meaning, it's not that they're all so much smarter than the rest of us. It's that it mattered enough to them to figure it all out, to try to figure out ways to be able to remember everything. So anyway, that's the mnemonic that the Cheshek Shlomo gives. The Tos Yishanim writes that the Amorayim aren't really arguing with each other. Meaning, each of these four shitos that we're going to have is just another nafkamina. It's not that one is to the exclusion of the others. However, the Netziv tries to explain why each suggested nafkamina disagrees with the other nafkaminas. That Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who says that Tnufa is the nafkamina, disagrees. Says Smicha can't be the nafkamina, because the pasuk says Vasisa la'aron kacha. That's we know that it's ma'akiv. That's talking about that which Moshe did for them, and Smicha Aaron Ubanov did themselves. It wasn't that which Moshe Rabbeinu did for them. So maybe that doesn't make it into the category. You know, other types of suggestions. However, the whole question requires a little bit of analysis. Kol HaKasav ben Ma'akev, and this whole machlokas, wasn't Ma'akev, first of all, Ma'idahavahava, it happened already, and they did it. They did everything they were supposed to do. So whether it was Ma'akev, wasn't Ma'akev, they followed it to a T, and it's over now. So why does it matter whether it was Ma'akev or not? So the Sfasemes writes that according to Rabbi Yochanan, who derives Prisha of the Kohen Gadol from the Miluim, so it would turn out that Prisha's Ma'akev, even for the Kohen, that you're Mesakin Tachtov, that you prepare as the backup Kohen Gadol. In fact, that was Reish Lakish's challenge to Rabbi Yochanan, that if you're really going to derive from the Miluim, so then how come the backup Kohen Gadol doesn't require Prisha? So just like by the Miluim, it's Ma'akev, because Kol HaKasav Behem is Ma'akev Behem, meaning, so it does have a Nafkamina for the Kohen Gadol in future generations. Do you need to be Mafris to Kohen Gadol in future, the backup Kohen Gadol in future generations as well? If it's Ma'akev, then you should need to do it. But then he says the second Kohen does it, you don't need to be Parish Me'ishto, because it's a Svek Sveka. Maybe the first guy won't become Pasul, and maybe his wife won't become a Safek Nida, where you would then need to be Mafreshim. And the other thing, Nafkamina is, Rav Yashiv writes in the Sa'aros, Nafkamina is, Rav Yashiv didn't write his Sa'aros, but he gave Shiurim, and Rav Efrati wrote Rav Yashiv's Sa'aros on the Shiurim that Rav Yashiv gave. So Nafkamina might be in Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, according to the Ramban, that the mitzvah of Miluim is Shayach Ledoros by the Chinuch HaMikdash in the days of Shlomo and the days of Ezra. That it wasn't just a one-time event that they did in Miluim by the Mishkan. That in the days of Shlomo Melchim, they had to be Mechanich, the base of Mikdash, by Yis Rishon. And in the days of Ezra, by Sheni, they did a Miluim again. So then you understand why it's not just Maida Hava Hava. We have to make sure we know what is Ma'akev, what's not Ma'akev for each Chinuch of the base of Mikdash throughout history. Anyway, so that was all one nafkamina in this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. A second possible suggestion: Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Tnufa Ika Binayu. That's the nun nun. Rav Nachman is Tnufa is the nafkamina between them. The Leman Yamar Kol HaKasav Ben Ma'akev Behen. If you, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that everything it says by the Miluim is Ma'akev the Miluim, so then Ma'akva, then the Tnufa is Ma'akev the Miluim as well, because Aaron Rubanov were told to do a Tnufa on their karbanos during the Yemei HaMiluim. Not everything requires tenufa, but there are certain karbanos that require tenufa, which involves the Kohen and the Bailim grabbing on together and being molech umevi malo umorid in the dalad ruchos ha'olam. So you do have such a requirement. By the karbanos of the Miluim, Moshe was required to do shtei tenufos by the ayel hashlamim that came together with the salamatzos and the chalav. oven with the shok, with the challah mikolmin, and that was one. And the second one was for the chazah, and that's what they did. They did two tenufos. But according to Rabbi Chanina, that davar shein makif l'doros shein makif behen lo ma'akva, that which is not makif l'doros not going to be makif by the miluim either. So tenufa is not ma'akif l'doros. So says Gemara l'doros minalan de lo ma'akva. And where do you know? Again, by each one, we're going to ask. And from where do you know that tenufa is not ma'akev l'doros? D'tanya, because the Brisa tells us as follows: l'tenufa l'chaper. The Brisa says l'tenufa l'chaper. From the lashon of the pasuk, it sounds that tenufa is the mechaper. But again, the same question we asked before when it came to the smicha: is that true that tenufa is the mechaper? V'chi tenufa mechaperes v'aloin kaparel b'dam. Tenufa is not the mechaper of a carbon. The mechaper of a carbon is the dam of the carbon. The pasuk says that it's the dam, it's the zrikas adam that's really mechaper. So why then does the pasuk indicate that the tenufa is in fact a mechaper? The tenufa shiari mitzvah, that if one were to neglect the tenufa, they were to make it a shirayim for the mitzvah, then the Torah would consider it as if it's not a kapara, you haven't achieved kapara, but in reality, the keeper. Meaning that when we say that phrase, malalav akasav kilu lo kiper, but v'kiper, it's another way of saying it's not ma'akev. It's a way of saying it's really important, but it's not ma'akev. So malalav akasav kilu lo kiper is a way of saying really important, but v'kiper, it's not really ma'akev. It's still going to be something that is not going to hold back the whole avoda. So now the Gemara brings a third possible suggestion of what might be subject to this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Rav Papa Amar, Prishas Shiva Ikebinayu. The chiv of the Kohanim during the Imei Miluim to separate for 7 days is going to be the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yochanan says everything that it says by the Miluim is ma'akev, so the Kohen has to separate for 7 days, and Rabbi Chanina would say, no, it's not required, it's not ma'akev. L'mandi Amar Kalakos ben ma'akev ben, if you say like Rabbi Yochanan that every requirement that's mentioned by the Miluim is ma'akev, so then ma'akva, the Prishas Shiva Yamim is also ma'akev. But l'mandi Amar Dav Shein ma'akev l'doros ain't ma'akev behen lo ma'akva. If you hold that which is not ma'akev l'doros is not going to be ma'akev during the milum, so then it's not going to be ma'akev. So again, the follow-up question of l'doros minolan de lo ma'akva: how do you know that prisha shiva of the kohen gadol of yom kippurim is not going to be ma'akev l'doros? That that's not absolutely ma'akev. Mide katani maskinin velo katani mafrishin. So this is what we said earlier: the fact that the Mishnah says we're maskinin kohen gadol that's ovid yom kippurim. That we say that we're maskinin lo another kohen tachtov in this place, and we don't say we are mafrishin another kohen tachtov. Mafrishin would imply that we sequester the backup kohen gadol also. Maskinin says, no, we have someone waiting in the wings, but we don't actually sequester the backup kohen gadol. Well, wait a second, what good is he if you didn't sequester him? If the preacher shivas yamim is ma'akev and he's not going to be able to do the avoda without a preacher shivas yamim, so what good is it to have him waiting in the wings if you didn't sequester him? Elamai, you see that the sequestering is not something that's ma'akev. So you see, it's not ma'akev l'doros. Memela, Rabbi Chanina is going to say it's not going to be ma'akev by the miluim either. Then a fourth and final approach as to what is the subject of the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Ravina Amar, Riboy Shiva u'meshicha Shiva ika benayhu. The Riboy begadim, to wear the Shmonas big day kohen gadol, and for all 7 days, for 7 straight days, and the meshicha, to anoint bein risei enav with the Shemana Mishcha for 7 straight days, that's the machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina was that ma'akev by the miluim. L'manya merkalukas ben ma'akev ben ma'akev. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that everything that it says you're supposed to do by the miluim is ma'akev. So yeah, this is no different. You're supposed to do these things. He's supposed to wear the Shemona Big Day Kuna Gedola for all 7 days, and he's supposed to have Mashicha B'Shemana Mishcha for all 7 days, so therefore they're ma'akev. But l'manya merkalukas ben she'en ma'akev l'doros ain't ma'akev ben lo ma'akva. But if you hold that which is not ma'akev l'doros, it's not going to be ma'akev by the miluim, then this will not be ma'akev either. Oh, so the follow-up question that we're expecting, l'doros minalan de lo ma'akva, and how do you know that in future generations the shmona begadim and the meshicha b'shemana mishcha is not ma'akev for other kohanim gedolim in later generations? Titania, because the Braisa tells us, darshaning the psukim by the avodas yom ha'kippurim, the Braisa tells us, v'chiper ha'kohen asher yimshach oso, v'asher yimalei So Ma Talmud Lomar, why does the Torah have to say this? If it's telling me that the Avodah is done with the Kohen Gadol specifically, we already know that because the whole Parsha speaks about Aaron, so it's only kosher by a Kohen Gadol. So why does the Pasuk have to highlight that it's the Kohen Gadol? Lefisha Nemar, because the Pasuk goes on to say, Shivas Yam Yil B'Shem HaKohen Tachtav Mibanav, that the big day HaKodesh, Asher La'aron, will go to his children, L'banav Achrav, and the Pasuk says, for Shivas Yamim Yil B'Shem HaKohen Tachtav Mibanav. So you see from there that the Kohen Gadol is mismana with the wearing of begadim for 7 days in order to be able to enter the Olam Moed on Yom HaKippurim to do the Avodah, to be Masharis B'Kodesh on Yom HaKippurim. So Ein Li Ala Nisra B'Shiva V'Nimshach Shiva, Nisra B'Shiva V'Nimshach Yom Echad, Nisra B'Yomechad V'Nimshach Shiva Minayin. So I would only see from here that if he's Nisraba with the Shemana Begadim for 7 days, but he only has Shemana Mishcha I would only see from here that if he's Nisraba Shiva and he's Nimshach Shiva, if he has both for all 7 days, both the Riboy Begadim and the Mashiach V'Shemana Mishcha for all 7 days, that then he's ready to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But Nisraba Shiva V'Nimshach Yom Echad, Nisraba Yom Echad V'Nimshach Shiva Minayin. But what if he doesn't have both for all 7 days? He had Riboy Begadim for 7 days, but Mashiach V'Shemana Mishcha for only 1 day. Or maybe Mashiach V'Shemana Mishcha for all 7 days, but Riboy Begadim for only 1 day. How do I know that even in such cases that he's kosher to go into the Ohel Moed? Tamalomer, that's what the Pasuk says, Asher Yimshach Oso V'Asher Yimali Esyodo Mikol Makom. That B'chol Ofen, any time you did a Mashicha and Mimali Esyodo, which means Riboy Begadim, to wear the Shemana Begadim, however many days you did it, that's going to be enough B'dieved to prepare him. So you see that it's not ma'akev l'doros to have a Mashicha Shiva and a Riboy Begadim Shiva. So all four of these items are items that are mentioned by the Miluim that are supposed to be done. They're not ma'akev l'doros, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, well, since it's mentioned by the Miluim, it's ma'akev the Miluim, and Rabbi Chanin is going to say, well, no, it's not ma'akev l'doros, so it's not ma'akev the Miluim. That's these are the four dinim. Now, it's clear in the Braisa that l'chadchila, you should appoint the Kohen Gadol who's going to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim with a Riboy Begadim Shiva and Mashicha Shiva. Meaning, yeah, we said if you do it only 1 day, it's good enough, but l'chadchila, you do need 7 days of Riboy Begadim and 7 days of Mashicha B'Shem HaMishcha. So ask Gemara, Ashkechan Riboy Shiva l'chadchila. I understand you have a pasuk that says that there's Riboy Begadim for 7 days, because the pasuk is Shivas Yamim Yil B'Shem HaKohen Tach. So it talks about the Levisha for 7 days. That it says explicitly in the Pasuk. But Mashicha Shiva L'Chadchila Minalan, where does it say anything about doing Mashicha B'Shem HaMishcha for 7 straight days? Where do we derive that from? So it says Gemara, Iba Yaseima, maybe we learn it Midi Isra Kral Ma'uta, from the fact that the Pasuk needs to be Mema'it, that it's not Ma'akev for all 7 days. Well, if there's never an Inyan to do it for 7 days in the first place, why would I need a special Riboy in the Pasuk that if you don't do it for all 7 days, that it's still okay? Obviously it's okay if there's no requirement. So from the fact that you need a special Pasuk to tell me, that any amount of Mashicha, even for just 1 day, is good enough, that's an indication that really I'm supposed to do it for a lot more than 1 day. Or possibly the basis is Da'amar Krak, because the Pasuk says, Ubig de akodesh sher la'aron yu levanav achrav l'mashcha behem l'mali bam es yadam. So iskash Mashicha l'riboy, that the same Pasuk refers to l'mashcha behem, and then the very next words, l'mali bam es yadam, means Riboy Begadim. So we associate Mashicha with Riboy Begadim. In what sense are they associated with each other? Well, Ma Riboy Shiva Af Mashicha Shiva. Just like Riboy Begadim is for 7 days, so the Mashicha also is for 7 days. So those are the four nafkamina in the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Now, obviously, if the Gemara is going to say that there are only four things that are not Ma'akev L'Doros, but but are mentioned in the parsha of the Miluim and are therefore subject to this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan ben Chanina, whether the Ma'akiv of the Miluim, so the Rishonim are going to take that as a challenge. Really? Only four? I could find other items that you're going to find by the Miluim that are not Ma'akiv. The Doros HaTosa says, why don't we mention Shvicha Shirayim Liyasod, that the leftover blood that they poured by the Yisod HaMizbech, that's not Ma'akiv L'Doros. So Tosa says, that's for sure not Ma'akiv. But they point out that the Yerushalmi does mention Shvicha Shirayim. So that apparently does make it onto the list in the Yerushalmi. Haktaris Emurim. So Tosa says, yeah, it's also not Ma'akiv. Tosa Yisharim says that Haktar is not Shaykh Ba'aron because he was not Shemesh Kol Shavis Yamin. Now Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamesh Kol Shavis Yamin. In the Gevurah Sarid, the Shagasari raises the question, why not say the Nisina of the Urim V'tumim in the Choshen that they did during the Miluim, and the Doros is not Ma'akev. How do I know it's not Ma'akev the Doros to put the Urim V'tumim in the Choshen? Because in Bayesheni, the Kohanim Gedolim were without an Urim V'tumim. We're going to see later on in Daf Chaf Aleph, that was one of the things that was missing in Bayesheni. If it was missing in Bayesheni, obviously it's not Ma'akev the Doros. So the Gevurah Sarid says, the Elamai, this is a Raya to Shitas HaTosos that we're going to have later on in Daf Chaf Aleph, as well as Shitas HaRambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Beis HaMechira, that even by Yesheni there was an Urim V'tumim, but it just didn't respond Beruach HaKodesh like it did in Bayis Rishon. That when the Gemara says that there was no Urim V'tumim in Bayis Sheni, it doesn't mean it didn't exist. It means it didn't respond. It didn't give the answers we were looking for. That's against the Shita of Rashi and the Ravid, that it didn't exist at all, and therefore it's not Ma'akev because it's not in the minion of Shmona Begadim. Because Lechora that should have said the Gemara over here should have said that Urim V'tumim. The Cheshek Shlomo raises the question, why don't we say the Asiris Haifa that the Kohen Gadol is Makrav on the day of his Chinuch is would fit this Machlok, it's not Makrav the Doros, and is done by the Miluim. So he suggests that it's included in Riboy Shiva, because that's part of the Chinuch of the Kohen Gadol. So just like the Riboy Begadim for Shiva, the fact that he's going to wear the Shemona Begadim for 7 days, so the Asiris Haifa is part of that same, is part of that same issue. So that's the the Rishonim were also bothered why it is that by each of these items we say ulu doros minalan delo ma'akev. We started with smicha. How do I know smicha is not ma'akev the doros? So Tos Yishonim and Tos Rush point out that it's the reason we have to ask how do I know it's not ma'akev is because the Torah tells us about smicha a lot of times, and there's a klal by kachim called shana levakasav la'akev, that whenever the Torah tells me something more than one time, we assume that then it automatically is ma'akev. So I need a special limud to tell me that over here it defies the normal rule of shana levakasav la'akev, that normally would be ma'akev because of the amount of times that it's repeated, or the very fact that it is repeated. And the same is true by tenufa. However, when it comes to prisha shiva, the very question, how do I know that it's not ma'akev l'doros, is strange. Why would there be a havamina that it's ma'akev l'doros? There was no shana lev la'akev when it comes to prisha shiva. So you have to say that because Prishas L'Doros B'Yom HaKippurim is derived from the Miluim, and over there it's Ma'akev because it says Kacha, so Hu Adin L'Doros, you would think that it would be Ma'akev. Okay, so let's see the Gemara further now. So now we move on to the next Inyan. So the Gemara goes back to explain, where do you get the idea from? The Shita that holds, my time, demand the Amar, Kol HaKasav Ben Ma'akev, meaning what's the basis for the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan that everything it says by the Miluim is a must, that everything is ma'akev by the Miluim, that there's nothing that's just mitzvah min amuvchar. So the Gemara says, Amar Bitzu Barbisna, Amar Krad, because Barbisna, Amar Krad, the Pasuk says about the Miluim, Vasisa la Aron Levanav, Kacha, Ikuvahu, that the word Kacha is an indication that which Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to do it by the Yemei HaMiluim is kacha. It has to be exactly this way, and that if you veer from it even just a little bit, then it's going to ruin the whole thing. So says Gemara, Tenach, that makes sense for Kol Milsa D'Ksiva B'Hayinyana. That makes sense for everything that it says in the Parsha of the Tzivoy of the Miluim, which is Shemos Perek Chavtes. There are two Parshios that talk about the Miluim. Parshas Tetzaveh in Shemos Perek Chavtes, the Tzivoyim that Hashem said to Moshe about the Miluim are recorded recorded, and then again in Parshas Tzav, in Vayikra Parches, where Moshe Rabbeinu, the Seder of the Maisa Miluim, is recorded when they were actually doing it. So there's the Tzivoy, and then there's the implementation of the Miluim. So says Gemara, yeah, in the same Milsa Tzivoy Bahayin Yana, that which it has back in Parshas Tetzaveh, I understand is going to be Ma'akev, because that's where it says, Kacha, that it's got to be this way. Milsa Delok Tzivoy Bahayin Yana, but what about the other details that are recorded in the implementation in Parshas Tzav, where it doesn't say kacha, the choshen and the urim v'tumim minolan? How do I know that that's ma'akev as well? It doesn't say kacha in that parsha. So the Gemara brings several drushos from which we learn that even that which it doesn't say in Parshas Tetzaveh is still going to be ma'akev the miluim. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Yalif Pesach Pesach. The first drasha is that in Parshas Tetzaveh it says Vesarun Vesban of Takriv El Pesach Olam Oed, and it says Va'achal Aron Uvanav Es Bisarayil Vesalechem Asher Bisal Pesach Ol Moed, and by Parshas Tzav it says Veskola Eda Hakel El Pesach Ol Moed, and it says Bashulas Abasar Pesach Ol Moed. So we have a Gzer Shava Pesach that it says by the Maisa Miluim from the Pesach that it says by the Tzivoy of the Miluim. That just like whatever it says in the Parsha of the Tzivoy of the Miluim, Parshas Tetzaveh is Ma'akev, so too that which it records in Parshas Tzav in the Maisa HaMiluim is also going to be Ma'akev from that Gzer Shava. Alternatively, Rav Mesharshia Amar, nah, you don't need a Gzer Shava. In Parshas Tzav, by the Maisa HaMiluim, it says Ushmartim. They have to make sure to do everything exactly so. Ikuva, meaning not only do we have new details added in Parshas Tzav, we have another pasuk added in Parshas Tzav to tell me that everything in Parshas Tzav is ma'akev. So in Parshas Tetzaveh we have kacha. Kacha tells me everything there is ma'akev. And then we have Ushmartem es Mishmeres Hashem in Parshas Tzav to tell me that everything there is ma'akev. So that's how I know that it's ma'akev. Third possibility, Rav Ashi Amar, Kichein Tzuvesi Ikuva. That in the Parsha Miluim, when in Parshas Tzav, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kichein Tzuvesi, that you have to do everything I've told you throughout these Shivas Yamim, Ushmartim es Mishmeres Hashem velosamusu, Kichein Tzuvesi. So that tells me, that's the phrase that tells me that it's an ikuv. So similar to Rav Mesharshia, that there is a special pasuk over here. It's not just a limud with Pesach of a Gezer Shava. Back to Parshas Tzav, there is a special pasuk of Parshas Tzav. It's just a different phrase in the pasuk that he focuses on. Okay, once we mention Kichein Tzuvesi, so says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Kichein Tzuvesi, Kasher Tzivesi, Kasher Tziva Hashem. What are all these phrases doing over here? Meaning after Nadav and Avihu were killed, so the Pasuk tells us that Moshe told Aaron and Elazar and Isamar, Banav HaNosarim, the Aaron's remaining children, to take the Mincha Nosaris Mishi Hashem, and you should eat it, Matzos Eitzel Mizbeach, because Kikodesh Kadashmi, Kichein Tzuvesi. And then you go a little bit weiter in the Parsha, and the Pesukim says, just a few psukim later, that Moshe Rabbeinu is still instructing them. He gets angry at them. The remaining sons of Aaron. Why didn't you eat the chatas? And kasher tzivesi. Eat it, kasher tzivesi. And then a little bit weiter, or a little bit earlier. Veschazeh atnufa veshok hatshuma tochlu makom tar atu benechem nosecha itcha. Kasher Siva Hashem. Why does he have to always say such lashonos? We know that everything that Moshe Rabbeinu says is directly from a Kodesh Baruch. He's not making it up. So why does he have to keep repeating this refrain that it all comes from Hashem? So you have to say that when Moshe Rabbeinu originally told Aaron and Elazar and Isamar to eat the mincha by the Mizbeach, Kichein Suvesi, he was telling them Ba'aninus Yochlua. He was telling them a great chiddush that normally an onin is not allowed to eat kachin. So he was saying something that was unusual for them to hear. That I know you're in aninus. That Elazar, that Nadav and Avihu just died, and therefore you're in aninus. But nevertheless, you should still eat the kachim ba'aninus. And that which he tells them after the Srefa Si'irachatas, why did you burn it? You should have eaten it. Kasher tzivesi. see, that's Bishas Maisa Amalhem. While when they burnt the Seir, he was telling them that, one, he was telling them what the halach is. Second time, he's telling them, what happened over here? This is what you're supposed to do. Why did you burn it? You should have eaten it. And that which he tells them to eat the Chaz of Ashok, Kashet Siva Hashem, that's what he's telling them, V'lo me Eli ani Omer. So that's where he's reinforcing to them that it's not my own thing. This is directly from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And not to burn it like you did with the Seir Rosh Chodesh, but that this is supposed to be eaten. So now the Gemara darshan's other dinim that were stated by the Miluim, even though they weren't explicit. It doesn't say anywhere in the parsha that there's levishas michnasayim as part of the big day kuna during the Miluim. So kshu omer, when the beginning of the parsha of the Miluim says v'zah davar shertasalhem lekadesh osam lechayim. So the word vizeh with a vav, that vav in vizeh is mosif al inyan rishon. It's telling me that there are other things that are added from the previous parsha. Now the previous parsha was the parsha of the big day kuhuna, right? Parsha tetzaveh. So it's talking about the parsha of the big day kuhuna. So whatever was mentioned in the parsha of the big day kuhuna, all of the various begadim that are highlighted in the parsha of the big day kuhuna, that should also be incorporated into the miluim. Lahavia michnasayim. That's to tell me that they wore the michnasayim during the Yimei Miluim as well, and also the Asirus Seifa, to say that Aaron Ruvanov had to bring during the day the Asirus Seifa during the days of the Miluim as well. So it says, well, wait a second. I get the Mechnasayim, Bishlam Mechnasayim, Ksivim Inyan of the Begadim. We're building off of the Parsha of the Big Day Kuhuna, and now we have Vizeh, so we're including the Mechnasayim as well. El Asirus Seifa Minalan. But where do I derive Asirus Seifa from? It doesn't. That we weren't just talking about Asirus Seifa, that Vizeh will now include Asirus Seifa. So says Gemara, yeah, you're right, but Asya Zeh mi Vizeh Karban Aron Uvana Vashay Yakrivu LaHashem Asirus Seifa. We have a drush of Zeh. The Pasuk says by Miluim, Vizeh Adavah Shertaslam Lekadushlam Lechayim Li, and the Pasuk says in Parshas Tzav, by the Minchas Chinuch of the Kohen, Vizeh Karban Aron Uvana Vashay Yakrivu LaHashem Yom Vashay Asirus Seifa. So we darsh in the word in each place that we link the two parshios together. Another din that's ma'akev by the Miluim, not only is the Mechnasayim, not only is the Asirus Seifa, which are not mentioned explicitly in the parsha of the Miluim, going to be ma'akev, but Amar B'yochem Shem Rishon Min Yuchai, Minayin Shaf Mikra Parsha, to actually read the parshios of Miluim by Moshe to the whole Klal Yisrael, ma'akev, that's also ma'akev. Tamalomar, that's based on the pasuk, Vayomer Moshe Le'eda, Zeh Adav Asher Tziva Hashem, so we dash from Zeh Dover, Afilu Dibur Ma'akev, that even a Dover, even a Dibur is Ma'akev. What's the Dibur? That Moshe Rabbeinu was to recite the Parsha of the Miluim to all of Klal Yisrael. Period. So now we discuss, now that we've mentioned that they had to put on the Big Day Kuhuna throughout the days of the Miluim, so the Gemara discusses what the Seder Levisha was of the Big Day Kuhuna. So Ketzad Elbisha, and how was Moshe Malbish Aaron and his children? So Ketzal Bishan, Maida Havahava. The Gemara says, what do you mean Ketzal Bishan? I'm sure Moshe Rabbeinu knew what he was doing, and whatever he did, I'm sure it was the right thing to do. Why is that critical for us to know what happens? Fasemis raises the question that in the Hemshech of the Sugya, we're going to see that there's a machlokas in the Seder Levisha, and that machlokas is based on how to darshan the Psukim. And as a result of that, there's going to be a machlokas whether the Avnit of the Kohen Hedyot is the Avnit of the Kohen Hedyot is made out of Kalayim, made out of Shatnez, just like the Avnit of the Kohen Gadol, or not. So it turns out that there's a big nafkamina lahalacha, meaning that when we follow this through, the Ketzad al-Bishan is going to have an impact on what the Big Day Kuna actually are, on whether the Avnit of the Kohen Hedyot is the same as the Avnit of the Kohen Gadol. So Sfasem has raised the question, what do you mean, Maida Havahava? It has a big nafkamina lahalacha. Also, the Achronim are bothered, why didn't we ask Maida Havahava in the previous discussion, where Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina discussed whether Kala Kasav B'Miluim is Ma'akeben. Yeah, the Achronim raised the question, but the Gemara didn't ask the question, Ma'ida Hava back there. So Sfasem suggests that there's enough Gemina back there as far as the Prisha Shiva Kodim Yom HaKippurim, right? That's what we mentioned earlier. The Tashbis, however, says, because it's not a Shaila earlier on, because it's something that's Lahalacha, even if it's Shalol L'maisa. We don't ask Ma'ida Hava when it's a matter of Halacha, when it's Shalol L'maisa. But But over here, it's Seder Levisha. Is that a halacha? Or is that just what they did? We just want to know, hey, how did he manage to get them all dressed? What did he do? If, I don't know, nafkamin, if you have a bunch of little kids, you have triplets or something, so, hey, should you put on their pants all first and then put on their shirts all there? You get each one dressed at a time, focus on each one. I don't know. How do you, so it didn't sound like it was something that was la halacha. So that's what Tashmit says, that we're asking my da'av ha'av, because it doesn't seem like it's a matter of halacha. And then the Gemara is going to uncover the fact that it in fact does relate to halacha. So that's in the Hemshech HaSugya. So that's why we're asking my da'av ha'av. El ketzim levishon la'aslavo. The real question is, when we're going to have a tchias ha'mesim, and the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, and Kohanim are going to come back to do the avoda, how should we be malbush them then? Then, so la'aslavo nami, l'chshivo Aaron v'anam Moshe Imaim. We're going to have more qualified rabbis to paskin that shayla for us, la'aslavo. Aaron's going to be around, Moshe's going to be around, we're not going to need to deal with that. So el ketzim levishon le'mizbar krai. No, what we just need to do is explain the psukim. How do we explain? We need to know how to teach chumash. So pligi b'bnei Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Yochanan. Chad amar Aaron v'achar kach banav v'chad amar Aaron banav basachas. One says that it was Aaron and then banav, and the other one says no, all at one time. Amar by b'ksonus u'mitznefes kuliyam l'pligi. Everyone agrees that the Aaron v'achar kach banav. When it came to the ksonus u'mitznefes, it was first Aaron and then banav. De ben b'tzava ben basia Aaron kadim, because Aaron's name comes first, both in the command to do it and in the actual implementation. Keep ligi ba'avnit. The whole machlok is about the avnit. Man, the amar aron v'achach banav, if you all lose aron first and then banav, tichsiv, because the pasuk says v'achkar oso avnit, v'adoksiv v'achkar osom avnit. That first it describes aron and then banav. Man, the amar aron banav basachas, tichsiv v'chagarta osom avnit aron uvanav. That it's all, they're all lumped together in one pasuk. So the question is, which pasuk we emphasize? The one that separates aron from banav when it comes to the avnit, or the one that says v'chagarta osom avnit aron uvanav? So depending on which pasuk you emphasize, that's going to happen of kamina, whether the avnet was Aaron Ubanav Basachas or Aaron and then Banav. And Be'ez Hashem will pick up with that conversation in the middle tomorrow. Good Shabbos, everybody.